It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Before we move along in the show, just a little postscript to our last segment with Post-Gazette cartoonist Rob Rogers, who wanted me to mention that the Avengers exhibit is still up at the Toonzeum. So you have political cartoons and the Avengers all under the same roof, and it's free. So check it out. On we go. Singer Glen Campbell had a hit that praised Southern Nights. The region known for its hospitality and down-home cooking is our destination this week with our travel contributor Elaine LaBaume. Taking us on this journey of Southern comfort, she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, and she's sweeter than a glass of sweet tea.
Oh,
Elaine LaBaume, welcome back. How are you?
Paul, you're giving me the vapors, my man. You're so sweet to me. Thank you. Darling.
Oh, goodness. You're sending us deep in the heart of the South this week, and it sounds like swelter weather.
Well, yeah, it's summer in the South, but I got to tell you, I think it's been stormier and even muggier in the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic this year. We've had a lot of bad weather. It hasn't been so bad down South. We were actually in Savannah a few weeks ago, and we got sun every day. So there you go. And the neat thing about coming this time of year, going down to this time of year, is that so many flowers are in bloom. The crepe myrtle is in bloom in the South. I mean, the entire South is in bloom. To say nothing of the fact that you get this much more languid pace to your activities in the hot summer days and nights, which is great because so often when we travel, we try to do too much. We try to fit in everything. When you've got that sort of level of heat, a bit of humidity in the air, you're just going to slow down. You're going to take more breaks. I can almost guarantee you you'll enjoy yourself more.
When I was in professional baseball, I worked with a guy who was from Alabama, and he said to me, "You must be from the South." And I said, "Why is that, George?"
Yeah.
What was his name? He said, "Because you move so slow, like everybody in the South," which is apparently because it's dictated by the hot weather.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And you're just not going to be able to do as much, and you're gonna pick your spot. So, you're still going to have a good time, but at a much more leisurely pace.
You've brought a Fab Five list for us today, and first up is New Orleans. You like the Big Easy in the summertime.
You know, I got to tell you, I like it anytime, but I do like it in the summertime. I've probably been there every time of year. The fact that it is summer should not be an impediment to going to New Orleans right now. You've got the French Quarter, Jackson Square. I mean, the beignets at Café Du Monde. That kind of stuff will never get old. A couple of newer thoughts. You should explore Audubon Park. It's this tremendous city center park in New Orleans. Just has so much. Just walking around. Again, taking a leisurely stroll through Audubon Park. Beautiful thing to do. A couple of museums I like that are off the beaten path. The National World War II Museum is in New Orleans, and it's right next door to the Ogden Museum of Southern Art. Fantastic facility with newer modern art. As well, you should not miss the Katrina exhibit, which launched at the Presbytère, one of the museums on Jackson Square several years ago, and was so good that even though it was supposed to be a temporary exhibit, they have made it permanent. Should not be missed. You should not miss those muffaletta sandwiches at Central Market. Lots of reasons to go to New Orleans right now.
And as long as we're talking about humid places, next up is Houston.
Yes.
Which is urban, but also has the Galveston beaches close by.
See, and that's what's neat. Just an hour away, you are on Galveston Bay and beautiful beaches, close by the Gulf of Mexico. So you can do that urban city trip and then get that beach experience too. But what do I love in Houston? I love the Manil collection. This is the modern, I should say antiquities, as well as more modern art collection of John and Dominique de Manil. She was the Schlumberger heiress, the petroleum firm. That's a fantastic facility. And thinking, talking Pluto now, the Johnson Space Center, visitor center that is attached to the NASA Johnston Space Center makes for a terrific visit. They're historic.
Well, that's where Mission Control historically has been.
Absolutely.
And if you want to communicate in any way to the space station, that's where you go through Houston.
You are absolutely right. I have to think they've got some Pluto stuff going on right now. But a lot of people think of Houston as a new city, and it is a newer city, but it has a tremendous historic district with a great collection of 19th century buildings, a lot of cafes and restaurants, a lot of good reasons to go to Houston.
Atlanta is a Southern belle with mass appeal, you say.
Absolutely. And again, another city that people think of as a modern city, and it is. However, the Atlanta History Center is a great look back on what has happened in the South over the last couple of centuries. You should also go to the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. A lot of folks may not know it is there. Takes in King's boyhood home, Ebenezer Baptist Church, a lot of good stuff to see there. You're going to want to go to Coca-Cola World. You're going to want to go to CNN Center and take that inside CNN studio tour. I've not taken it myself, but I hear it's wonderful. The Jimmy Carter Library and Museum, his presidential library, is in Atlanta. This is a guy who people are now talking up a lot more as a really important president of the 20th century. So and a lot of good exhibits and events there. Last but not least, Buccos fans, the Buccos are not going to be playing there, but a couple good series coming up at Turner Field just next week. Braves are playing the Dodgers in Atlanta. First week in August, they're playing the world champion Giants. So you can see some good baseball down there, too.
Definitely. Now, if you have the Blues, Memphis's blues scene is timeless, you say.
Oh, absolutely. Love Memphis, mainly for the blues clubs. You would want to start at Handy Park. W.C. Handy is considered the father of blues. This is a terrific city center park. But then you're going to move your way over to Beale Street, that corridor with all the great blues clubs. And I just love the names of some of these places, the ones that people really like. Wild Bills. We may have talked about this over the years, Paul. The house band is Miss Nikki and the Memphis Soul Survivors. This is that club where all they do is chicken wings and a nice cold beer. It's probably a PBR, you know, but that's all you need to listen to those Memphis Blues. From there, you can go to the Blue Worm and you end up at the Boss. Boom, done. You're ready to go. At that point, you go to bed at 4 in the morning.
Last but certainly not least is Charleston, a terrific city that is worthy of our love now more than ever.
Absolutely. And I've got actually a very good friend of mine is there this week with her 8-year-old son. And she said, you know, Elaine, she said, this is a teachable moment. She said, this is the time to go and talk about the things that have just recently happened in Charleston. So sure. So you start at the Emmanuel AME Church and you pay your respects. You move on to Fort Sumter. You know, the first shots of the Civil War were fired. Fired there, get that perspective about, you know, this conflict and what happened. And, you know, I mean, are we over it? But there's a lot of history and a lot of resources to tap into in Charleston. It is a charming city in and of itself. You know, countless historic houses, you know, great historic district, old churches, a great walking city. But perhaps now we approach it with a somewhat different perspective. And, you know, along the way, have your fill of shrimp and grits, some of the best in the South.
You have just taken us on a whirlwind tour that I think, you know, if I had the time, I would do it. And doesn't sound like it costs a whole heck of a lot. So if you have the time and some money, take Elaine's suggestions and head for the South. Elaine LaBalme tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She's our travel correspondent. Contributor, correspondent.
Either way.
Put a slash in there. Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the show or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.